So it's a sad day today because we planned an interview and our guest couldn't come. Wah, wah.
Yes, but being the fine conversationalist that we are, we're going to make an episode anyway.
I can't believe how you made me laugh just then. I agree, that's exactly what's going to happen. And nobody who listens is surprised one bit that we're going to pull this off.
I don't think they are.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Sensei Michelle.
I'm Sensei Jackie.
So here's something that's been on my mind for quite a while, Sensei Jackie. How is it that we can be on this planet for decades, learn and even implement great life lessons, and then one day, say a Tuesday in the summer of 2024, see how I'm forecasting it there?
Yeah, I see that.
We realize that we just forgot to keep doing it. How is that possible?
It is so possible because you're sitting there rocking on the front porch and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, yes. I forgot to whatever it is.
Well, I think more than sitting and rocking and it happens, I think what happens is you realize you're in the same pickle that you were in 4 years ago. Could be a really small little pickle. And you say, well, if I would have done this, that wouldn't have happened.
I think also the thing that's so weird about that is you say, if I would have done that, then now I'd be 4 years past that thing and I would have been.
But the whole point is that it's this constant vigilance, isn't it? That's the whole point.
Yes, that's it. And I guess that's what we learn in the dojo.
Yes. But what they don't teach us in the dojo is how to realize that this is a lifelong thing. I mean, we say it all the time, training is lifelong. But what I mean by a lifelong thing is that you're going to constantly have to regroup and pull yourself up again from a mistake that you knew better than to make. But let me push on before we get too far into that conversation and say, I based this whole thought on a saying I have, and I think you have the saying for me. Now, before you read the saying, it's by a man named Thomas Hoover, correct?
That's correct, Sensei.
And he is not a martial artist per se, but he is a professor of Zen or a professor and a Zen master or some combination thereof. We only found limited information on him. So we're going to say thank you for this cool saying, and here it is.
Thomas Hoover says, the path is not a means to an end. The path is the goal itself.
Now, on first view, that's a tried and true, a worn path. Get it?
And definitely a dojo saying.
But what I think it really sparks in my mind is that if we get too comfortable on any given pathway, we forget some of the important details along the pathway.
Right. And you know, to be super trite, we forget to stop and smell the roses along that path.
Oh, I like that one. Also, his view, I mean, I'm speaking for him as if we're friends and we are most definitely don't even know each other exist. That's not true. I know he exists now.
Maybe, Mr. Hoover, he'd like to come meet us.
Anyway, his focus is don't get so focused on the goal that you forget to enjoy the journey.
That's right. And we say that even to our white belts.
Yeah, and we say it to ourselves all the time.
All the time.
But I'm going to come at this from a different angle and say, so many times, even as we're pushing along on our lives and enjoying the journey, we realize that we've taken these life lessons that we've put into practice so many more than dozens of times. And all of a sudden, we have forgotten. A couple that come to mind are ones like this. How about a simple habit of budgeting?
Excuse me for laughing with a guffaw.
But also another simple habit of staying in touch with family. And then as the weeks pass, having a little bit of an attitude because family didn't stay in touch with you.
That's right.
Isn't that another example?
That's a perfect example when it's really about your putting forth the effort, no matter what someone else does. It's about you.
Well, because what do we learn from all the podcasts we've done is we have control from our fingertips back.
Back to ourselves. That's
from
right.
From our fingertips out, not so much. Us.
And it's not our job to try to control what's past our fingertips either. It's our job to take a look at what's inside and go from there.
Okay, but if I go along with your words, it's not our job to control what's outside our fingertips, which is correct. I would add our job to that is to accept and adapt.
Oh, yes.
And by that adaptation, we can overcome whatever that obstacle is.
That's right. And that really reaches back to personal health and growth and all the things that we have forgotten to do on that Tuesday afternoon.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So if we're having a problem because people aren't getting in touch with us, then there's more going on in my own mind at that point than just the fact that Sammy did not call me. It's something else is going on inside my own head.
Right, that you're attaching it to something else.
And my head's playing tricks on me.
Ah, the raging toddler syndrome. Yes.
Well, now that you brought up the raging toddler syndrome, you have to explain it to people who haven't heard me say it 1,000 times.
Well, oftentimes in the middle of the night, when a person wakes up, their mind is completely out of control, thinking of all the things at once that are bothering them. And so we like to think of it as having the same personality as a raging toddler.
In other words, it's highly intelligent and extremely effective, but completely out of control.
Completely.
Yeah.
And then we have to use our tools to combat the problem and get back to any kind of normalcy.
I agree. But let's go back to our saying for just a few minutes before we talk about tools, okay?
I'd like to, because I'd like to bring up one that happens to me periodically, and that is the nutritional issue.
Oh.
I do great. I'm eating healthfully. I'm exercising. I'm doing all the things I should. And then on that Tuesday afternoon, I find myself grabbing bonbons or too much ice cream or all of the things that go against what I know as positive nutrition.
Well, first off, you added nutrition and exercise in the same sentence, and I want to pull exercise out, okay?
You got it. Yeah.
Because exercise sneaks up on you slow. I don't want to confuse those things. Nutrition is exactly like you said. All of a sudden, one day, it's just there. You knew better, and you know this was going to make you feel like crap, but you did it anyway, and you're thinking, what was I thinking?
You know, when I stopped at the gas station that has a pizza place, why did I go in and get that slice of pizza?
Which the grease was actually dripping off of.
That's correct.
That's funny. But some of them are a little bit more, is the word I want here, subversive, detrimental to ourselves than, say, budgeting and nutrition.
Yes, definitely.
And what I mean by that is they sneak like a worm into our head and they, what do they do? They counteract positivity. God, that sounded so grown up. I didn't mean it that way.
I think that they change our view of ourselves.
Exactly. And there might be some doubt in there, or there might be some whining, or there might be some anger, depending on how you react when things are weird inside your
head.
That's
right. That's right.
Okay, so I think we have a couple of examples here of that subversive nature. That, and let's just go back to the beginning of this podcast. We should have known better than to fall for those tricks, because we were very practiced at all the tools we use, which, by the way, guys, we're going to get to. And yet we find ourselves in this boat again for what could be the 2000th time in a life of 50 plus years.
Oh, absolutely.
And for those of you who have not hit 50 yet, you looking forward to that?
Maybe it was only 1,000 times for you guys.
Okay. One of them is that somehow our own mind will trick us into not realizing and keeping in the front of our mind our full value.
Yes.
As a human being. Our value isn't measured by anything outside. We're valuable because we're here. And that's that.
And yet we have a tendency to measure ourselves against all sort of external forces.
It can be done. But if we're going to travel on this Zen path, this journey that where the path is the journey.
Every step of it.
Exactly.
Which I think falls into what you and I have been talking about is the trappings of aging.
Okay.
And And we have a tendency to say to ourselves, well, earlier on the path, we could do such and such. And now that we are this farther along, we can't do that anymore.
So we get distracted by the resentment of adjustment.
Yes, we do. Instead of being entranced by adaptation.
And the journey that's sitting right there in front of us.
Because there's so much more that we can do than what we can.
Than the silly little thing that isn't happening. I like that. And when if I stay on that same line, I'm going to add that one of the things that our childish mind can do is make us think what we look like is more important than what we are.
What we look like to ourselves, because we have no idea what we look like to our friends.
Or our enemies or strangers on the street.
There was an author named Leo Buscaglia who used to give talks on television. And he always said, I stand up on the stage and I look for friendly eyes and I can see them. And even though I heard that many, many years ago, sometimes I forget.
Well, and I think that for anybody of any age, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager, a person can get distracted with their physical appearance not being what they, what word do I want there? What they want it to be, what they wish it would be.
What they see in a magazine, what they see.
Good.
So many people have written about the foibles of looking at yourself through models. And even now that we know that they're airbrushed or that they're photoshopped, we still try to be and then fill in your favorite person that you want to look like.
So you think I'm just here today bitching about all this, but I'm not. I'm going to talk about tools. But before we do that, Sensei Jackie, I want to say that it isn't just compared to models. Some days the mind just tricks you into thinking, I'm not worthy.
I'm not good enough. That's right.
And if we go by the fact that the journey is the thing, then if we see, let's just say, we're lucky enough to be hiking and see a fox walking down the path. Okay, he's not sitting there thinking I'm not red enough, right? He's not thinking that my eyes aren't popping enough or whatever the silly, or my muscles aren't big enough. He's just existing in the world and making his way. Or she. And I think that's the point I want to take away for myself from this. The key is to let those distractions go so that I can enjoy the journey. Yes, he meant it in a way is don't get involved with the carrot up ahead of you. And that is true.
That is true.
But that's a well-worn path. You can hear 20 songs about it. Just listen to one. I want to get into the details of how to stay in the moment on the journey. And that is difficult because of raging toddler mind and so many distractions.
Yes.
Before we move on, and I know this will be tricky because we're all over the map with this one. You mentioned a minute ago about the nutrition and the exercise. And I said, let's hold off on the exercise. Do you want to know why I said that?
I sure do.
Because when you realize you haven't been exercising, it snuck up on you.
Oh, sure did.
It didn't happen on a Tuesday midsummer. You realized it on a Tuesday midsummer, but it happened. It started way back in April when you did that first procrastination and then that second one, and then it kept on going. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh man. And I just want to go on record as saying, there is a difference between exercising for my health and working repetitively and exercising for some other purpose.
Which would be like what?
So a competition, up and coming as a martial artist. The up and coming competition, I'm running these drills over and over again, but that may or may not be the best thing for my joints and my shoulders. Same with the repetitive movement of a job. It isn't that it's bad exercise. It isn't full health exercise.
It's not a completeness for you.
Correct. So exercise could be as simple as, and there are so many out there now that you can do, and there's no way you can't find them. You could find modified yoga exercises that are also strengthening, modified Pilates that also have yoga, some sort of a circuit. I personally just like an exercise program that I put together, because that way I know it's for me that day.
That's right. And days change. But yes, as long as you know generally that within such amount of time, you're going to do some weight, some aerobics, some of this and some of that.
So it's a full balance gig.
I like that.
Okay, before we get into tools, I'm going to stop for a second and we're going to do our ads mid-show.
No.
Let's do it backwards today. And let's do, hey, if you have a couple of extra minutes and a couple of extra dollars, scroll down our show notes and you'll find a little click to support the show. And boy, we would appreciate it.
And we certainly would appreciate it. Any amount, anytime.
I think the expenses that people don't realize that come with doing something like this is the fees for online stuff. Like we pay to have enough recording time and we pay to host the show. And they're just simple little things and nobody's uptight, but any little bit helps.
We sure would appreciate it.
And that's where Honor Athletics, of course, comes in. Please support Cynthia as she supports us at 770-945-5150.
Again, you can scroll down in the show notes and click her link. And you can find her on the web at honor-athletics.com.
And don't forget to mention Wildcat Dojo for your 10% discount. Thank you. Now, what tools do we use? But more important than that, we want to hear what tools you use to help you when you're making a silly mistake that you made 1,000 times before and not here in the moment saying, hey, am I so grateful to have this life?
And the way you can tell us is by looking all over the web at Wildcat Dojo, Instagram, we're at Wildcat Dojo Conversations. And if you would like to write us an email, we're at dojoconversations@aol.com.
Okay, tools. You know, my most favorite tool is to remember to be grateful, but it takes a tool to remember.
That's right.
The trick, isn't it?
Yes, because you have to stop.
Yes, and that is the trick in today's life. And I don't know that it was so different 30 years ago or 50 years ago. I was around. And I don't remember it being such a slow and easy life that I never got myself wound up. I remember plenty of times being too wound up.
And I remember my mother and my grandmother certainly being plenty wound up.
Okay, so let's review these first three because that's important. Number one, you've got to have a stop moment. And add to that the nice breath that we say almost every episode.
I think so.
And then how about we go with, and I use this one, name things, whether it's one thing, two things, or three things that you want to be grateful for or that make you smile, you know, run them inside your head.
And it's something positive, though.
Of course, something that makes you smile. So it could be something you're grateful for, but if you don't want to get all serious about it and do that, just think of three things that make you smile. We're going to do it right now. I'll say one, you say one, I'll say one. Ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I know you're going to take this one, so I won't take it.
She knows me all too well first.
So I'm going to say, look up a joke.
Be with your pets.
I knew she was going to pick animals. And if you don't have pets, look at any kind of animal anywhere. Outside my kitchen window, I put a butterfly garden for that very reason. And that sounds like it's pretty fancy, but it's really not. It's weeds growing outside my kitchen window, which is 3x3. That's all it is. And every morning I get one. It's awesome. And the third one I'm going to name is, hey, turn us on.
We are your life of the party.
Listen to the podcast. And if that doesn't work for you, put on some music. So three things that make you smile. Now, if I'm forgetting to do something that I really need to do all the time, like stretch, I talked about budgeting earlier, so I'm going to say pay a bill.
Yes.
Because every month, this one's late. It's so irritating because I forget about it, right?
That's the one. There's always one.
There's some sort of a note involved, either a post-it or a calendar note in your phone, depending on which way you like it better and how it fits better.
Right. In your life, I like to hang post-it notes all over my doors. But I also like those alarms in my phone because they're immediate.
Right.
And they get me to move.
So those are two different variables. One is for the internal stuff and one is for the external stuff.
That's right.
I want to move back to the internal stuff and say, I believe, Jackie, on the very first podcast we ever did, we talked about the importance of meditation.
Whether we called it meditation or quiet time, I believe you're right.
And for ever since I've started teaching, which is 40 years now, I have always called it quiet time because meditation sounded to me like a responsibility. And I don't want people to think of sitting quietly as a responsibility. I want them to think of it as a respite.
A gift that you give yourself.
Nice. Sure. I like that. So it's not hard. Plus, that meditation 5 minutes short that we all made all those years ago.
Yes.
I think we did this in 2019.
It was early on.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is up on YouTube. So you can access it through YouTube or I'll hook it to this podcast.
That's good. Or you can go through the list of podcasts if you like to do that. And yep. Just
but it's a long
down.
List. 230 something.
I know. It's pretty exciting.
And there are a million people who want to teach you how to meditate. My only problem with them is that 900,000 of them want me to do it for too long of a period of time. I don't want to spend 20 minutes. I want to spend as much time as I want to spend.
And whatever time you spend is spent in the correct direction. So no question.
Right. So we won't spend time here today on what the meditations are because this is accessible information, or you can get in touch with us. But we will hook that 5 minute meditation episode we did to our show notes.
Good idea. Yes.
Okay. So let's go over this. We started out by talking about how all of a sudden something you really knew well about yourself turned out you'd forgotten to keep doing it.
Yep.
And there's a vigilance line there, which we all know well. We connected it to Thomas Hoover's saying, and it's easy to realize, not necessarily to do, not to be obsessed with a goal. And I kind of personally attached it back to what we were talking about, which is how we forget to do things, even as we're enjoying that journey.
That's right.
Okay. Then we talked about all these different tools that we could use while we're trying to get ourselves back in our Zen state of mind.
And we can use them even when we're not trying to get back. We can use them daily.
Okay. Good point.
To keep ourselves healthy in the Zen way.
Good point. And we want to finally say to you in a reminder, tell us yours. Tell us your favorite tools, right?
We would love to hear them.
So do you have anything else on this one?
No, but I really enjoyed our talk.
I know. It was fun.
Yes.
As always, we're going to say to everybody, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
And we are signing out.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.